to Venezuela, where two devastating back-to-back earthquakes hit the country yesterday, killing at least 188 people and injuring more than 1,500. The quakes, which had magnitudes of 7.2 and 7.5, hit an area west of the capital, Caracas, damaging houses across the region.
All the walls were cracked. We managed to open the door however we could. There was a cloud of smoke that wouldn't let us see. And when we went downstairs, the scene was like a horror movie.
It's one of the residents of Caracas speaking there. Interior Minister Disodeo Cabello says the quakes could be felt in a number of states.
We have a very alarming situation. We have buildings, homes and houses which have collapsed, and we are taking care of things with everything we have available in terms of security, civil assistance.
The country's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, has declared a state of emergency with international rescue teams dispatched. William Yek is a seismologist at the US Geological Survey's Geological Hazards Science Centre and has been monitoring the situation in Venezuela. William, welcome to Breakfast this morning.
Thank you for having me.
What do we know about the scale of destruction in Venezuela right now, given the strength of these twin quakes?
Right. So these were very large earthquakes. And, you know, when we have an earthquake that occurs, what we really want to look at is not just the magnitude, the 7.5, the larger event, but also how close they are to population centers and how shallow they are. We know that these earthquakes were shallow. We know that they were close to Caracas. And our new modeling is showing us that they started off to the west of Caracas, but then ruptured towards the east. So we know that there's lots of people who experienced very strong and violent shaking.
And how shallow were these quakes, William?
They're about 10 to 20 kilometers, but you know, we think of these as being a single point assigning a single depth, but what's actually happening is a large fault is rupturing. So it's rupturing from, you know, the surface down to about 20 kilometers or so over a distance of, say, 150 kilometers.
And William, time-wise, how far apart were these quakes?
So our modeling shows that they were 39 seconds apart. So that's really close in time. So people in the area probably felt it as potentially one earthquake. So the start of some smaller shaking and then really intense shaking almost a minute later.
Is it unusual to have such large quakes happening so quickly one after the other rather than a big hit and then aftershocks?
Yeah, I mean, these doublets, we call these doublets when there's two earthquakes that happen close in space and time. They can happen. They're not super common, but a lot of earthquake ruptures have some sort of complexity in their process where the release of slip on the fault changes over time as the earthquake ruptures. In this case, it looks like there's two potential earthquakes, so separate sources, but they sort of merge together. So there's other earthquakes where have this kind of complexity, but it's all combined into a single event. So I think really the point here is that earthquakes are complex. You know, we think of them as these simple events that just occur, but they actually occur over space and time.
And the US Geological Survey calculated yesterday that there was a 44% chance of more than 10,000 fatalities and a 30% chance of more than 100,000. Are there early indicators as to whether those estimations may be right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the news coming out is showing fewer fatalities, which is good, but I think it's also going to take a long time to really understand how many fatalities end up with this event. So that could take, you know, weeks to really get the final number. Those estimates are based off of how many people are exposed to strong shaking and then what we know about the building stock in the country, but they're very rough numbers. So we know it's a very significant, impactful event, but hopefully those numbers are higher than what actually occurred.
William, I really appreciate the update and your analysis. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
William Yek is a seismologist at the US Geological Survey's Geological Hazards Center, talking about these twin quakes in Venezuela. And in a statement yesterday, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it stands ready to provide consular assistance to Australians in the region. Those in need can call for help on 1-300-555-135 or from overseas plus 612-6261-3305.